A Christian's Comfort. As we go on our way through this troubled old world, many things do we find that discourage. It may be that one whom we look to for strength has by Satan been led to miscarriage. We will always do well to remember the cross where our Saviour, the perfect one, died. And when everything else that we trust in has failed, then rest safely in Christ crucified. We sometimes set out with prayer and much thought, making efforts we think will go well. But God does not suggest he is guided by us. It may not be his will, who can tell? Again, we will find that some who claim Christ live their life in a way that's not good. Professing his name, by their life they bring shame, not living as God's children should. So don't let us look for our strength to go on to anything seen in this world, for when it shall fail us, as surely it will, with our confidence shaken, we whirl. Yes, first let us see consolation in Christ, in him find comfort of love. Fellowship of the Spirit will not let us down, coming down from the Father above. Just to think that God sees me perfect in Christ, that I am accepted in him. His perfection is all accounted to me, in this light all earth's sorrows grow dim. When things of this scene distress as they will, turn your thoughts to the Saviour above. Man of sorrows, forsaken, despised here below, from the skies he looks down in his love. Marvel not, he says, if the world should hate you, it hated me first of the two. So if we suffer blame for the sake of his name, praise our God, he counts us worthy too. And Satan will try to discourage us by every way that it's possible to. But as we're sanctified through the blood from Christ's side, praise his name, that it's true.